We're so glad you're joining us for today's Christian Science Daily Lift with Sandy Justed. Sandy is a Christian Science practitioner from Palos Park, Illinois.
As a little kid, I believed a superstition that if a day began badly, the remainder of that day would be a hopeless downward spiral. But in the Christian Science Sunday School, I learned to expect good because Jesus taught an infinitely loving God who governs the universe, including his spiritual idea, man, and that's all of us, wisely and harmoniously. Contrasting faith in God with the nothingness of evil, Mary Baker Eddy, who discovered Christian Science, says in one of her writings that the cleansing of the Holy Spirit gives a deep-toned faith in God and a marked loss of faith in evil. This Holy Spirit cleansing washes away all sin. Any thought, word, or deed contrary to God's goodness, and purifies our faith. Recently, I saw this faith in God play out, confirming our relationship to God as secure and practical. One Saturday, I was looking forward to my daughter's generous help in accomplishing a two-person task. But an early morning glitch threatened the steps for completing the project. The spiritual awareness of God's presence and power, rejecting what is unlike the nature of good, kicked in. "No," I protested, "this day belongs to God alone. This is His day. God is in control and revealing the full blessing of His presence." I opened my heart to the order and harmony associated with a wise and loving Creator, however it might be expressed. At that point, everything changed. Although the shift was so smooth, I didn't recognize what had happened until later. My daughter soon arrived, perfectly choreographed. We achieved even more than planned in an atmosphere of cheerful thoughtfulness. Feelings of despair are never from God. And the good news is that we can always turn to God's all-caring presence to replace the imposition of negativity with gratitude and affirmation of His practical love, and expect to see the change for the better.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2025.